I'm really excited because I actually get to celebrate my birthday on the actual day.
How different is it to the other years where you've had to either bring it forward or push it back?
So the biggest difference has been in my friends' reactions, because sometimes they make excuses to not celebrate with me or to not get me gifts, and they'll show me a calendar and say your day is not on there, but today I get to cash in.
There's so many myths surrounding leap year. Some people say it's a year when women like yourselves can ask a man to marry them. Would you take up such an offer, or what do you think of that?
No, I would not. I think things should not really change just because it's a leap year. It creates a lot of confusion. I think we should just stick to what happens every other year.
So how old are you turning? Do you count your years in terms of when you've celebrated, or how do you count your birth years?
So I kind of do both. Sometimes I tell people that I'm 8 because I've only celebrated 8 times, but in reality I'm 32 years old. I do add a year to my age every other year. I don't wait until after 4 years.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I finished my PhD last year, and I'm a postdoctoral scholar in Tampa, Florida. And today, unfortunately, I don't get to do much because I'm at work, but I'm going to treat myself over the weekend.
And what would you say to some people that are also celebrating the same day as yourself today?
Well, I'm going to start by wishing them a happy birthday. I don't know if anyone else feels this, but sometimes I pressure myself to make it a really special day because it comes once every 4 years. But maybe we shouldn't. Maybe we should just treat it like any other birthday, because if you try to make it perfect and that does not work, it tends to be a big disappointment.